So someone wrote in a question, so this is doing a retreat from afar, and said, why is the Lamrim meditation before Tara absorbs into you instead of afterwards? And what do we do with Tara while we're doing the Lamrim meditation? Okay, so first question before figuring out what to do with Tara. What do I do with you? Okay. So the reason that the Lamrim meditation is before the absorption is because then Tara is on the crown of your head. And so it's like she is giving you inspiration and blessings when you meditate on the Lamrim topic. Okay? So it makes you feel like, oh, Tara's there, and, you know, really inspiring your mind and opening your mind, making your mind more receptive, so that when you meditate on the Lamrim topic, you really get some experience and feeling from it. Okay? And then, so Tara just stays there. Okay? You don't have to move her somewhere else. She's quite happy on your head. And you don't pay attention to her so much because you're paying attention to the Lamrim topic, but you're just being aware, you know, that Tara's kind of there inspiring your mind. And then when Tara absorbs into you, then since Tara's nature, part of Tara's nature, is the understanding of that Lamrim topic, then when you think Tara is absorbing into you, then you really feel that, oh, the real understanding, the complete understanding of that topic is absorbing into my heart and is becoming unified with my own heart. Okay? So you see, you're not thinking of Tara so much as some person out there, but rather as just a representation of the realizations, the understandings that you are trying to cultivate in your own practice and that you will cultivate in order to become a Buddha. So I'm happy with questions like this because it shows that the person's really been doing the practice, you know, because unless you're doing the practice, you wouldn't have a question like this. Okay, so it's quite good.